Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing. Let your attention settle there. And then notice if long breathing feels good. If it doesn't, you can change. Give the mind a good place to settle down right now. And the breathing, the way you breathe, is one way of soothing the body, soothing the mind, giving it a comfortable place to stay. When we do this, we're lifting the mind above its ordinary concerns. That's one of the teachings in the Awada Padimokkha that the Buddha gave on this day, full moon February. 1,250 arahants came without any invitation. They all came to see the Buddha, and he gave them a talk. Of course, they didn't need any extra dharma for their own sakes at that point. But he was going to send them out to teach. He wanted to make sure that they knew the entire teaching. And so he gave a long sermon that day. We don't have a record of the whole sermon. We just have the verse at the end, which talks about the main points. And the final point was being devoted to the heightened mind. In other words, the mind that's above its ordinary concerns, above the concerns of the world. That's the mind we're working on right now, to lift it above its ordinary worries about tomorrow, worries about food, worries about clothing, shelter, worries about your friends, worries about your family. You've got to get the mind above these things so it doesn't go spinning around after the world, because it spins around after the world. First there's gain, and then there's loss, and there's status, and there's loss of status, and there's praise, there's criticism, there's pleasure, and there's pain. These things spin around. And after a while, you begin to realize they're pretty meaningless, unless you make some good use out of them. If you make your life have its meaning depending on them, it gets spun around, spun out of shape. But if you say, well, I'm going to give a meaning to my life, and then I'm going to use these things for the sake of that meaning, that way you lift your mind above the world. Focused on training your own mind so it doesn't create any suffering. So you lift the mind up, bring it to a state of concentration so it's not running after thoughts. Make it like a lion. They say if you throw a stick, a dog will immediately run after the stick. If you see a lion, you throw a stick, and the lion will turn and look at you and say, why are you throwing that? So make your mind like that. The mind throws sticks around, but you don't have to run after them. Lift your mind above that. And that way you give meaning to life. Otherwise, you become a slave to other people's ideas. They feed you news, they feed you ideas to get you to do this, do that, and you become their slave. And the Buddha is basically teaching us we don't have to be anybody's slave. We don't have to be any slave outside or slave to anybody inside either. In other words, we don't have to be slave to our defilements. We can lift the mind up, raise the mind up above its ordinary level. And that's when the mind can be at peace, and at the same time it develops discernment. As the Buddha said, it's like standing up in a tower. You look down in the world below, and you see people running around. And you realize, okay, you're separate from that now. You don't have to run around the way they do. If there's something that needs to be done, you do it because you have this heightened point of view. You don't do it because somebody else wants you. You do it because you see it's actually good, something good. That way you maintain your independence, you maintain the wholeness of the mind, as you bring the mind to this heightened level.